who is my reader? You want to?
Sure.
Okay. It will be easier for me just to give you the verses as we go. So we're going to go chapter 15, and you may be surprised. We're going to read 1 and 2. Perhaps many of us have spent time in verse 1, but we're going to read verse 1 and 2 of chapter 15.
Okay. And then we'll go on. Genesis 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus.
Okay, over in chapter 17, and the first 8 verses.
And when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For the father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and will make nations of thee. And kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Verse 8 too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
Verses 15, 16.
And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her.
Now, let's go to the New Testament, to Romans. We may not take these in exactly this order, but we want to weave in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17 through verse 21.
Romans 4:17, As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Hebrews chapter 11, 8 through 14.
Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him with the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength and conceived seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang, which verse am I going to? Through 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth, on the earth. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
That's good. Now, one more. Peter. 1 Peter 3, verses 5 and 6.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy woman also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement.
Now, before Emil reads, we well realize this is a lot of verses to cover, and we're not going to try to cover all these verses. But we're going to ask us to be disciplined and to keep the Bible study moving forward. If something has already been said, I don't need to say it over and over and over. And this is part of what we learn in a Bible study, to be able to carry forward. We want to talk about the man Abraham and the woman Sarah today. We have a lot of background to go over, so we'll help each other to go forward and to see which verses of these New Testament scriptures the Lord specifically would bring before us today. Emil, we'll give it to you.
All right, let's see here. This has been, to me, a fantastic Bible study. I don't know about you. It has been a fantastic Bible study. Amen? All right, good. And we are not done yet. We're still on that journey. And to me, it is wonderful because it's not boring. There is action going on every chapter. Last chapter, we have a war going on. And we have a shock and awe. And we have these 318 young men going on. We have a man that moved to Sodom. And all of these things have practical meaning. So very quickly, what we have seen yesterday, a winner and a loser. And I hope last night you, before the Lord, Brother Chuck has been using that term, consider. Am I an Abraham? Am I a Lot? We have also seen Abraham standing before kings. What a dignity. What a dignity. Standing before the blessed Melchizedek. Are we familiar to stand with Melchizedek, who is a type of the Lord Jesus, who is a priest, who comes in to help us when we are weak? We have resources. You see, Christianity is so great because those who belong to the Lord Jesus are not left alone to fend for themselves. They have the resources of the Lord. And that's what we see in Melchizedek coming in, supporting Abraham. So when King of Sodom comes and said, hey, Abraham, I appreciate what you did. But, you know, by the way, you take everything you have got, but give me something. We find that Abraham doesn't say, oh, great. You know, I was with the King of Sodom. I don't want any of your stuff. He told the King of Sodom, you keep your stuff. How about not even take a thread from you? See, he have learned a lesson. Remember when in chapter 13 he was in Egypt and in Pharaoh's palace? He took stuff from Pharaoh, right? But he learned a lesson. He would not take anything from the world. So far, all we've been seeing about Abraham and Lot is a public stuff. Stuff that the world will see. But now we're going to move on to really what, if you remember on Sunday when Brother Chuck said, Abraham, the friend of God. That's what the New Testament tells us about him. Now, when we move on into this section, we're going to see, really, generally speaking, not the public aspect now, where he is facing with kings, where he is dealing with Lot, where there is a war. We're going to see his private dealing with the Lord. And that is just as important.